This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 o'clock hour here on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt. Sean's out today, a little out sick. Peyton and Aiden alongside. We have a brand new segment to debut coming up at 8:20 this morning. The Wednesday wheel spin, Bobby Belt. Very excited for this one. Can't wait to see it.
Changing things up. We have no idea what we're going to talk about next segment. We know it'll be one of seven things. But okay. We don't know which of those seven it'll be.
Flying by the seat of our vintage
could be
pants.
Life hacks, could be high-low. You really don't know?
Man, cannot wait. Brett Boone at 9:20, Rangers hitting coach. But now we are joined by ESPN's Seth Greenberg, college basketball analyst, joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Morning, Seth. How are we doing?
Doing great, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. We were obviously very excited that the Mavs got the overall number one pick and get Cooper Flagg, who seems to be the presumptive number one pick for since he was in high school still. Has he completely lived up to the hype from what you saw coming out of high school?
I think he's exceeded it because the microscope he was under, the expectation was so incredible. And then obviously the way he played against the U.S. Olympic team in those exhibitions and practices, in Vegas, you know, the expectation was special. You know, he kind of worked his way into it, but what he is he's got an incredible skill set. He's an incredible teammate. He's got versatility. So people were caught up early. Well, can he shoot the three? You know, he's not. He does what needs to be done. He takes what the defense gives, and he makes the game easier for everyone else. So, you know, I think that if you look at his game especially for your team, he's built for this, and he's built for the role he could play potentially, obviously, with Maz when they selected probably number one.
So, you know, would he be best suited with a big or somebody who's a primary ball handler in terms of, like, the other players around him?
I think he can play with anyone. I mean, if Kyrie's healthy, obviously, when he's on the floor, he's going to be a primary ball handler, but he can be a secondary ball handler. You can run your offense through him. He's got a little Scottie Pippen in his game. He's got a little Tatum in his game. He's got a little Grant Hill potentially in this game. But, you know, you look at the Mavs roster, and I said this yesterday, he's more pressure on him at Duke this past year, being the number one player in high school, coming in and being the focal point of everything. There was more pressure on him there probably than, you know, with this Mavericks team, because he's got three all-stars, not too many of them. I mean, with Kyrie's healthy, he's got one of the most dynamic, you know, ball guards in basketball. Obviously, Clay's one of the elite shooters in the history of the game. And then AD, you've got Derek Lively, a guy, obviously, another Duke guy. If when he gets healthy, he's like a missing piece. So they're not going to have to rely on him. He's going to play off of these guys. But he's got an incredible feel. He's so easy to play with, yet he's so versatile, can impact the game in so many different ways.
ESPN college basketball analyst Seth Greenberg joining us here on 105 Through the Fan, former head coach at Virginia Tech. Coach, when you look at his game and the way that it translates, and we're all trying to figure out, all right, how big of a risk is this? How much is he just the safe pick versus how much potential there is that he can tap into? Just from the idea of his floor, his very bottom and what he is coming into the league right now, Would you classify him as a safe pick, a guy who, like, hey, at the very minimum, you know you're getting a contributing NBA starter here?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, he's going to be an all-star. I mean, there are other players in the draft. You know, Hopper is a potential, you know, guy that can make an impact. Ace Bailey's probably got the biggest, you know, upside of people in the draft. Trey Johnson might be, you know, the most explosive jump shooter in the draft. Jeremiah Fears might be, you know, basically Kyrie 1.0. But this is the only selection that the Mavs can make. And like, you know, it's the same thing. You guys are going to, you can't evaluate him and micro-evaluate him, you know, game to game. You got to evaluate him, you know, what's his potential. He's 6'8 plus with a 7-foot wingspan with tremendous defensive range, an incredible basketball IQ. Now, you know, can he hit a spot and just elevate up? No, that's not really his game. He can do that, but he'll probably hit a spot, pivot, create an angle, or he'll hit a spot, spray it out, and get someone else a shot. But it's not a safe pick. It's the right pick. I mean, his versatility and the way he impacts the game, it's a no-brainer.
Coach, you know, how much of a gap is there between Cooper and that next best player? Like, if Cooper's a 10, where would you put Harper and Bailey and Edgecombe and Trey?
I'd say they're probably nines. I mean, like, each one of them is different. Edgecombe, obviously 6'4", elite athlete, plus wingspan, improved his ability to make shots, freaky, impact the game defensively with his athleticism. You know, Trey is just so good on and off the ball in terms of more off the ball as a cutter and a shot maker and things of that nature. It's Hopper. They all had questions. Like, Hopper, can he shoot it well enough? Shot it okay yesterday in the drills. When he gets the ball above his head, he's a better shooter than maybe when it's stuck off his shoulder. So, I mean, like, every player, there's a transition period. You guys know it. You guys watched players coming to the league. We forget he played most of the season at Duke as an 18-year-old. Mm. Like, the dude just turned 19.
Wow.
You know, Jeremiah Fears is 18. I mean, like, so, like, the league is so young. It's getting older again now because guys are staying in school because NIL. But so, I mean, his upside, like Cooper's upside is crazy. I mean, he played against the Olympic team in Vegas as an 18-year-old. I mean, and, you know, so, I mean, everyone has question mark. You know, no one's a totally finished product. I mean, do you know of any 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds that are finished products in any aspect of their lives?
Nope, not really.
How old are you guys?
45.
No, still learning in our 30s and 40s, yeah.
All right. Hey, you dudes aren't a finished product either.
Nope, better not be. Right?
Everyone's a work in progress. I mean, like, look, he loves the game. He's lost in the game. He's lost in his teammates. He's a winning player. Competitive. He's got a ridiculous skill set. He's got, I mean, like, in the NBA shuttle slide drill, he was sixth in the whole combine yesterday. You know, so, I mean, he's got a lot of traits. And I've been around him a decent amount, you know, because of the games we covered there. You speak to anyone and, you know, whether it's, you know, John Shire, the assistant coaches, Rachel Baker, the general manager, and he's just a pleasure to be around. So he fits in, and like I say, he's just a fit. But you said, all right, what do we need as an organization? We need a backup point guard, or we need a three, right? I mean, that's pretty much what you guys need.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, three's taken care of, and you can swing to four and play small four if you have to, and you could put, you know, obviously AD at five if you wanted to. He could also be Scottie Pippen, and you could, you know, have him initiate offense.
ESPN
This podcast is brought to you by Minz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINZ-TEA today or visit MinzTeaClinic.com. That's MinzTeaClinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ESPN Seth Greenberg joining us here on the D&M Leasing on 105.3, D&M Leasing Hotline on 105.3 The Fan. Seth, when you look at you mentioned there the way that he played, you know, with Team USA and different things like that, and obviously he went viral last year for the way that he performed in the Team USA scrimmage against pro players. When you look at that, is that something that you can actually extrapolate to, or is that just more for viral buzz? Like was that made more of that than was actually there, or do you look at something like that and go like, no, that shows that like he's ready to hang with guys right now?
Yeah, it shows that his potential when he's playing at his highest level, that he can play, you know, he can hang with guys right now. Is he going to have nights where he struggles? Yeah, he's 19 years ago. But, yeah, I mean, when he's at his best or when he's making a great play, I mean, he'll have some viral moments and he'll have some days probably he struggles. But, like, you don't – like yesterday I did NBA Today and they were asking me, well, what did you take from the drills? I don't take anything from the drills. I mean – like he impacts the game in 8,000 different ways that is not, that you can't quantify. Like, boom, getting rid of the ball, making a quick first pass. Throwing a double team, getting rid of the ball at the right time. He's got really good vision. His defensive range, people don't talk about that because of his wingspan. His ability to cover ground. So he's in a gap, but he can still get his outside hand and get a deflection. So, I mean, you know, to me, the Olympic experience, yeah, I mean, there was some viral plays. I'm sure there was some bad plays, but you don't show them. You know, we're not showing them on SportsCenter. We're not showing the turnovers. But he also, you know, like what you saw is like you go, woo, he's 18 years old. Mm. Like, come on, man. I mean, like he's just scratching the surface. I mean, the guy's, I don't even know he shaves yet.
Seth, this may be an impossible question to answer, but have you noticed, you know, how Shire has prepared players for the NBA versus Coach K and how that's gone? Like, you know, what kind of coach Shire has been in terms of the preparation for the next level?
Yeah, I've been at a lot of their practice. He's really good because he plays out of concepts. He does a really good job teaching concepts, and they drill concepts, and they drill reads. They drill short rolls. They drill short rolls as him as a ball handler, also him as a short roller and a playmaker. You know, their practices have good pace. You know, defensively, they were, you know, really, really solid. But they do a lot of skill work. They really do. And they do good skill work. They don't do BS skill work where, you know, it's a drill for drill's sake. They do, you know, stuff that's transferable. So, and you have to, you know, if you're John Calipari, if you're John Shire, look, you have to do that now. You have to because it's you're working on two things. You're working on obviously how are you going to use this player to, you know, give your team the best chance to win, and you're also doing it obviously to help your guy become the best version of himself. So that's just one of those things you have to do. And John's a really good coach. I mean, like I know that Duke fans are losing their mind. You know what, Coach K lost some bad opening round games. So, you know, John's got last year back to back, I think, lead eights or sweet 16. He's really, really good. And he's got a great way about it where he can challenge his team and yet, you know, be relatable.
Coach, you know, you mentioned a few minutes ago about NIL and how that's keeping guys in school longer. Just kind of dovetailing off to that really quickly away from Cooper Flag specifically. What do you think right now in terms of at the college basketball level is the biggest benefit the game is receiving overall to the NIL experience? And what do you think is the thing that, hey, college has got to figure this aspect of it out in order for this to be really sustainable and beneficial moving forward?
Yeah, more guys are staying in. Teams are getting older. Now, obviously, it's like, you know, trading places. Looking good, Billy Ray. Feeling good. Boom, I'm going to another school. I mean, it's good network keeping these guys in. It's not sustainable what we're doing. We've got to have guidelines. We've got to have contracts. We've got to have buyouts. Guys can't, you know, this is not Monopoly where you pass go and you collect $200 every time. I mean, you've got to find a way to have an accountability also on the player side. I coached for 33 years, 22 as a head coach. I changed jobs three times. Every time I left, I had to pay out. I had to buy out. The way it is. If people can invest millions of dollars, you know, those eliminate the rev share. Those people that are investing in these programs, you know, they're going to have donor fatigue, and they're going to have, these guys didn't get extremely wealthy unless you're just crazy, stupid, you know, monopoly money wealthy. You want a return on your investment. And if a guy's your school 1 year and then gone the next year, you know, a successful business person is going to look at that and say, that's a bad investment. So we have to find some guardrails. We've got to find a way to get contracts. We've got to get education back in the equation. Like, no one talks about education. You know, the agents getting 20%. That's like ridiculous. Like, yes. These agents are getting 20% of these kids. I mean, these kids don't need agents. They need an advisor. They don't need agents. You're paying 20%. You guys making $3 million. You're giving away money, and then you're paying your taxes. And so we've got to find a way to do that better. The stuff that the clearinghouse that they're talking about with the NIL, I don't think that's going to fly, because here's the deal. If I'm like the guy Miller in Dallas, right? He's the big booster guy for SMU.
Yep.
If he has an organization or a business and he wants to use a player to be representative, who's going to, like, the guy's made gazillions of dollars. Who's going to tell him what's a good and bad investment?
It is. It's a wild west. It's the wild west. Hey, Coach.
Good of everything. Appreciate you guys having me.
Thank you so much. Have a good one. Seth Greenberg joining us here, 105 through the Fan. He's right. They've got to change something up with NIL. There is no doubt. But it is time for the Wednesday Wheel Spin. We debut a new segment. Is it high low? Is it life hacks?
Who knows?
Who knows what it's going to be? We don't even know. We are going to spin the wheel, and we are going to do the segment next on 105 through the Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.